dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of this message to find out how to get your copy of today's broadcast, as well as more information about this week's special services with Dr. Billy Brim at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
And the Lord was talking to me about priorities, and I knew he wanted me to do a priority message, so I said, man, I know priorities, because priorities and coaching, that's how you win. Amen. You get your priorities straight, you'll win. Anybody in the world knows that. Amen. And I mean, our priorities when I was coaching, it was every time I'd gather them together, first time, you know, speaking to the team, here's priorities you guys are going to go by. And you go by these priorities, we're going to win championships. We're going to win rings. You're going to get better looking girlfriends. And by the looks of you, you need that help. So here's all the benefits. But here are your priorities. And they're thinking, number one, baseball. And I said, baseball's not number one. Spiritual's number one. And I would, you know, I'm doing this at colleges and in high schools that were not Christian schools. There is a God, and there is a Satan. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. And if you want to know more about it, I'm going to live a life of faith and serving God, and I'm going to put him first. And they knew where I stood on that. So we're not going to say these words and do these actions, and we're going to base everything scripturally off the Bible and win. We're going to win. I said number two is family. Family doesn't go before baseball. Family is first. And boy, the mamas love that. So I had favor with the mamas. If there was a funeral, I'd let them go and not punish them. If there was a vacation or whatever, you know, families are first. Family's going to be there when baseball's over. And number three, if it was college or high school, I said education's got to come before baseball. It has to. If you don't pass, you don't play. And then number four is baseball. And then the professors and the teachers loved me because I put that first. And I wouldn't let them goof off in class. I wouldn't let them be the class clown. I went to every teacher and every professor. If one of my players acts up, you tell me I'll run him so much he'll throw everything up he's ever eaten in his life. So I've got these little teachers, you know, and they just love that they had the power. And so because I had favor with them, when one of my kids would start struggling, they would do everything in their might to help him. Not cheat for him and give him a passing grade, help him. So I had favor with them. Priorities works. It always does in your favor. And so fourth would be baseball, but then I tell my players, baseball is ahead of your girlfriend. And as a matter of fact, when season starts, if you do happen to have a girlfriend, you have to break up with her. That was my rules. And they just, what? And I said, you break up with her. If she loves you, she'll be there in the end. She'll wait on you. And I'm doing half of you a favor. I'm saving a lot of divorces here. So anyway, and I had a bunch of them go, oh, thank you for doing that. She was crazy. But I knew about priorities, and we won. We won. I mean, we went to six in high school, six straight state championships in a row, and we knew about priorities. So I'm thinking, the Lord, do you think priorities is important to God, and you think is it in the Bible? It's all through the Bible. That whole scripture in the scriptures is priority talk. Seek ye first. Anytime you see the word first, that's priority talk. And all these things shall be added unto you. You think about the lawyer's question, which is the great commandment? And the Lord said, love the God with all your heart, soul. This is the first and great. In other words, these are the priorities. Focus in. When you talk about priorities, he's talking about focus and dialing in. Tithing is a priority. Give me your first 10%. That's a priority. You get your priorities straight, you'll live a good life. And so, and then I thought about the men in Luke 9. I'll follow you, Jesus, but first let me go bury my father. And he had his priorities out of whack. Amen. I'll follow you, Jesus, but first let me go say goodbye to my household. And Jesus said, no, you need to seek God's kingdom first. Get your priorities right. So I said, okay, Lord, if there's anybody who can preach priorities, it's me. Let's get them. I'll straighten them out. I've done this. You helped me in baseball. I'll do the church. And so what I was finding out is he was setting me up on my priorities. So I'm going, we'll straighten them out and I'll get a priority. And so I'm going at it and I'm getting all this together. And I hear God ask me a question. Has God ever asked you a question in a question form? Let me give you some insight on that. If he ever, because he does this to me. If he ever does that, it's not because he doesn't know the answer. My first time that he asked me, I thought I had to answer him because he didn't know. My first time it was, are you seeking me? And I'm going, yeah. And I gave him a list. Oh, and I'm kind of picturing, oh, good, I'm just checking up. You know, I got some work I need to do in China, so I'll be back checking up on you. But he asked me a question, and this is the question he asked me. And I have recently told Mom, and I asked her about this, and she said, Chip, I don't think even 0.5% of all Christians would answer this question right, correctly, as far as God was concerned. And that's the state we're in. How sad that is. I answered it wrong. But now I know the right answer. We're well on our way. Amen. And the question was, I was in my office living in Missouri at the time. He said, tell me about your ministry. He said, tell me about your ministry. I thought that was so strange. I remember going down and writing it down. Anytime I hear the Lord, I'd write down what he'd say. And then I walked around the office, tell you about your ministry. Lord, you know about my ministry. You called me into the ministry. You surely didn't forget. You're calling me out? I don't think so. Tell me about your ministry. Just tell me about your ministry. Okay. Well, Lord, Champions for Christ. It's a blessing. You blessed me, and now we're this and this and this. And I'm just telling. And I said to Mom, I said, Mom, everybody's out there acting real holy right now, like they know everything, sometimes when you're preaching. But if he had put everybody in a soundproof box, and he had asked every question, every Christian that question, and God come down and said, tell me about your ministry. I said, here is what I thought the answers would be. All of those in the fivefold ministry would have answered about their ministry, whether they be a pastor, a teacher, or whatever, and evangelist. And then there would be the ones who are not in the fivefold ministry, because not everybody's called to the fivefold ministry. Good Christians going to heaven, and they would have answered, what ministry? Lord, everybody's not, I don't, but everybody does have a ministry. And so I go, so I answered him to the T, my ministry that he called me to. And here's what he said to me. Now he's getting ready to talk priorities to me. He said, I asked you to tell me about your ministry. And you first, now when he says first, he's talking priorities. You first told me about your earthly ministry when you should have first told me about your heavenly ministry. Because your heavenly ministry dictates what happens to your earthly ministry. He says, when you get your priorities lined up, everything will be fine. Are y'all getting this or not? You first, I was thinking earthly thought. Bible says don't do that. Colossians 3:1 says don't do that. Right? What does Colossians 3:1 say? Can y'all put that one up there? I don't know if I gave you that one or not. Click. Maybe I caught him off guard. Click, click. Two clicks. And we'll move on. All right. So, if then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, has anybody been raised with Christ? Have we found that out? Yeah. Right? Aim at and seek that things that are, I don't know why I got the amplified, and seek that are above. Above where? Okay. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. They could have put a period there. They could have put a period behind above and said above, 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 above. We'd have preached that a million different ways. Ways, ways, ways. Heaven, 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 heaven. Well, it may mean here, 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 here. But it didn't. It said, we'll tell you right where. Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. When you've been risen with Christ, click, next verse. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Is anybody getting this? He said, I asked you to tell me about your ministry, and you first told me about your earthly ministry. When you should have first. He said, everyone's called. I didn't know what heavenly ministry was. I Googled it. I got on the internet. I Yahooed it. I don't know what all the other terms are, but I did it. I couldn't find anything on it. So I did what any man of God would do. I called Mom. That's a good resource. So I called Mama. I said, Mama, have you ever heard of heavenly ministry? She said, well, of course. Have you not ever listened to anything I've preached? Well, yeah. She said, get over here. So I drove over there. She set me down, and she put me in this chair. And she got this book out, John A. McMillan. You want to talk about changing my life? My goodness. And she said, you read right here. And I got the book out, and she said, you open this page, and here it is right here, and you read that right there. And I read it, and so I said, the urgent call for the body of Christ is for women, men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened, to see their ministry in the heavenlies. I looked up at her and she said, the Lord just showed you something. Mama, I never heard this. Yeah, you have a heavenly ministry. You have a calling. That's your priorities. And I knew how important priorities is. Are you kidding me? She goes, keep reading. Which we have all been called. Such believers, whether an intercessor, worker at home, missionary on the field, may in union with the great head of the body exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. This Friday through Sunday, Dr. Billy Brim will be joining us at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Colmsville, Oklahoma, for special meetings and dedication services for the new sanctuary, starting Friday, June 24th at 7 p.m., Saturday, June 25th, 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 26th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. For more information, call A Glorious Church Fellowship at 918-371-4589, 918-371-4589.